A young boy stood in the middle of the woods. It was dark. He was alone. He didn't know where he had come from, nor did he know where he should go. All he knew was that he was there and that he could not stay. Encircling the ground he was standing on were 10 different paths. Around the paths were the dark, eerie shadows of trees and the loud, eerie noises of unidentifiable creatures. Restlessly, the little boy looked at the 10 paths, pondering which one he should take. From where he was standing, all the paths looked equally dark and unknown. He was confused, and he didn't know which path would lead him to the destination he desired. In fact, he didn't even know what destination he desired. America, do you know what destination you desire? Do you know which path you should take to get there? I find myself relating to the little boy. As a high school senior, I am surrounded by numerous paths, all wanting to claim my future. Often, I wonder how I could possibly choose the best one. But, unlike the little boy, I know where I came from. Because I have a context for the place I'm at now, I have a distinct advantage over the little boy. I have been able to learn what paths my predecessors took and where it led them, and I have been able to see how the choices I made in the past are affecting me now. So, the first thing I would say to the little boy, the first thing I would say to you, America, is to figure out where you came from. Knowing where you came from will enable you to better distinguish the disastrous paths from the prosperous ones, because they will have similar characteristics of paths formerly traveled. America, remember the tangled vines of an oppressive ruler, the vile midnight of slavery, and the poisonous weeds of the Civil War. Run from paths that have similar landscape. Remember the cheerful colors of freedom, the sweet fruit of sacrifice and hard work, and the bright sunrise of a diverse democracy. Run toward paths with that landscape. America, while looking toward the future, do not forget your past. As Maya Angelou wisely said, you can't really know where you're going until you know where you have been. Once the little boy has discovered his past and is able to eliminate some options based on their landscape, how is he supposed to choose the correct path among those remaining? America, how will you choose? First, one must remember the basic yet vitally important fact that a path is not a destination. Rather, it is a road leading to a destination. So, naturally, one must know what destination they desire before choosing a path to embark on. Look too closely, and all the paths might seem the same. But zoom out, and you'll realize that they lead to radically different places. Do not just choose the path that seems easiest 10 steps down the road. Instead, choose the path that is best 10,000 steps down the road. Dear America, do not become lazy and make decisions simply on what most benefits you in the passing moment. Instead, follow in the footsteps of our beloved veterans and work hard and sacrifice. Work hard and sacrifice for your America, yes. But more than that, work hard and sacrifice for your children's and your grandchildren's America. Take the time to think through how what you're doing today will affect America tomorrow. Recognize that sometimes the best destination is found only through embarking on the most difficult path. America, like that little boy, if you wish to choose the best path, it is imperative that you first decide on not which path seems easiest this moment, but which destination you wish to arrive at. After all, as Lewis Carroll asserted, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. I dream of a future America that does not throw away its past, but chooses to learn from it. I dream of a future America that continues to sweat and sacrifice for the posterity of our dear country. I dream of a future America that every single one of its citizens is proud of, not because we are perfect, but because we are more than our imperfections. However, it's not enough to simply determine the right path. Just as it would be foolish for the little boy to put in all the work to figure out the best path to take and then stay right where he's at, so it would be foolish for you, America, to do the same. According to M. H. McKee, a relative of James Wilson, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, wisdom is knowing the right path to take. Integrity is taking it. Getting to the destination we desire starts by having the courage to take one step down that path of life, liberty, and happiness. Then another, and another. The path is not guaranteed to be easy, but it will be worth it. America, remember your past, know your destination, and begin now, boldly taking steps down that right path.